Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dedicate this word to you and to thank you for just establishing our thoughts to honor you in every way, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for calling us out of darkness into this marvelous goodness of the family and the goodness of our portion that is our inheritance, Lord, so that we can be everything you made us to be at this time of restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. We're reading from Psalm 136 and from verse 23 to the end. And it says, "It is He who remembered us in our low estate, for His steadfast love endures forever." You see, everything that motivates Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Godhead, is who they are. Faithful love, the eternal love of family. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, very much like the mother that's got wonderful plans for their children. Amen. God had the plans for the children even before the world came about. He predestined us. We were predestined in Christ. So, in Christ we find our life. In Christ we find, we wake up to who we really are. And in Christ we wake up to that name, that story, that adventure that is laid out there for us in these times. And other translation, it says, "It is He who remembered us in our humiliation." You know, we were humiliated under sin, in sin, under sin, and then God came. Because why? All had sinned and fallen short. That was the reality from the fall from Adam. But praise God, the new Adam came, and now the righteousness of God is revealed. So we were brought into the kingdom, into the family, into the fellowship, into the way. And that's the way, is a highway of holiness that we need to stay on, developing on schedule, becoming everything God made us to be, fulfilling our part of the restoration. Okay, and it goes on, verse 24, "And He rescued us from our foes, for His steadfast love endures forever." Every lie, everything demonic, He's rescued us from that. The love of money, the love of hand clap, pride, arrogance, rescued, one died for all, so that we can be finished with the wrong things and get too caught up with the right things. And going on, 25, "He who gives food to all flesh, for His steadfast love endures forever." It's beautiful. Jesus says in that, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So praise God, He gives food to all flesh. Everything receives love and encouragement and motivation. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father from above. Verse 26, "Give thanks to the God of heaven, for His steadfast love endures forever." Yeah, praise God. We can say thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that it was you. We've been in your heart from the very beginning. You desired godly offspring. Well, the world was your idea, and we were your idea. And thank you, when everything fell apart, you sent Jesus to restore it. And thank you, Lord, that test me of Jesus' spirit of prophecy. Prophecy of what? Prophecy of who we really are. What is the way to life? What is the way we hear from God? He speaks to us exactly like Jesus. The testimony of Jesus showed the picture of a child developing from baby to young man to father, and then he died so we can have it. So the goodness is all available. The fall came in through Adam, but praise God, the restoration came through Jesus. I love it in Revelations. It speaks about everyone's in despair, you know. Who can set mankind free? And then they say, "Behold the Lamb." And then the Lamb becomes a lion, and he comes and he conquers. His blood is received, and the new covenant comes into existence, and the whole of heaven rejoices. And that's a reality that came 2,000 years ago. And that's a reality that we've got to, it's got to be our reality, that we have been restored in every way to be ministers of restoration and bring our part as we keep in tune, looking to the Father, listening to the Son, being led by the Holy Spirit, developing on schedule. So the beautiful thing, it says, who will conquer? And then we see Jesus conquer. Now, through Jesus conquering, we are more than conquerors because we are married to Him, co-heirs with Him. And as we stay in tune with Him, we develop on schedule and be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Be blessed because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.